Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, May 16, 2016. I am Jason Powell on the website today. Find out why nobody works the pole better than Dave Batista's wife. What a lucky man. It is a WWE pay-per-view week. Join me for live coverage of Raw tonight, featuring the final push for Extreme Rules. And of course, join me on Sunday night for live coverage of the actual Extreme Rules pay-per-view event. Jake Barnett and I will get together after that show for an exclusive audio review for .NET members. Today, though, I want to talk about Stephanie McMahon's book to start with. Regan Arts, or is it Regan? I think it's Regan Arts announced that they will publish a memoir by Stephanie McMahon. She is quoted in a press release at WWE's website ran saying that growing up in the world of WWE has been an incredible journey that has really only just started. I'm thrilled to be able to fulfill a lifelong dream and share an inside look into WWE in my upcoming memoir. Meanwhile, Judith Regan of Regan Art says, Stephanie McMahon is one of the great visionaries behind the continuing success of WWE and has navigated the entertaining, treacherous, and awe-inspiring world of superstars, egos, and drama with style, tremendous skill, and dynamic feminine force. And that's just dealing with her family. The family encompasses everyone in the WWE family worldwide. Her story is Shakespearean in its drama and comedy, and she is in a unique position to share an inside view of one of the world's most successful organizations. Her story will motivate you to get off your butt and make magic happen. I love her, and you will too when you read her book. Wow, that's laying it on pretty thick, but hey, you know, the book... All right, I assume it's going to be filled with all sorts of fluff material, and we're going to be kind of rolling our eyes at some things. But at the same time, I think it's an interesting read, nonetheless. You know, I really would love to see Stephanie let her guard down, share her true thoughts on some of the inner workings of WWE, and share some of the things that she's been responsible for, positive and negative, you know, and just really put it all out there. I'm not holding my breath. I mean, she really seems to take pride in her corporate image, and so I just don't see that part changing for the book. Doesn't mean it's not going to be a very fascinating read. I mean, it's a must-read for someone in my position. I think it's going to be interesting to see whether it feels like a must-read for pro wrestling fans, though. I think it'll do well, you know, as far as sales are concerned. But you know, as far as like the type of person listening to a show like this, oh, you're a hardcore fan. You're an ardent fan. Is this going to be a book that satisfies you, is what I'm curious to see. They do not have a release date yet. It'll be very interesting reading material, though, whenever it does come out. And obviously, we will be letting you know more about the details of the book as it becomes available. TNA lost its Saturday replay slot on Pop TV. You may remember that they were moved from the Tuesday night replay into a Saturday morning slot. Well, it lasted about a month, and obviously not good news, no matter how they want to spin it. However, I do praise TNA, believe it or not, for almost immediately putting out a story about their return to pay-per-view once that news came out. It could have been just a complete coincidence, but I think their PR people should be quick to put out something positive to counter that latest negative news, if in fact that was the strategy there. As for that pay-per-view, they announced that they're returning to pay-per-view on June 12th, Sunday night, Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida. They're also going to be taping television the 13th through the 15th. It's a bit chaotic, though, with TV being taped on Monday ahead of what they're billing as another live special on the Tuesday. So they're going to have to tape some things out of sequence. Now, I mean, that live special, the reason I say they bill it, for those who don't keep tabs on that, it's just same-day tape delay. So, I mean, WWE says the same thing when they hold shows in London. It's not a big deal. It's not technically live, but it's a lot closer than WWE is when they try to claim that they are live from London. I thought they might actually tape one of the one-night-only shows, that the pay-per-view series they do that I don't think anyone really pays attention to. I thought they would tape that on Monday. It is listed, though, on the TNA website as a TV taping, so it is going to make it a bit of a challenge for the creative staff to have to tape these things out of sequence, and then also for the live crowd trying to follow all this and make sense of it. Not that the live crowd is your first priority in a free studio setting, but still, but you know, that is what it is. I don't know what the asking price is for Slammiversary yet. I'm guessing it will be the usual, what is it, $35 to $49, we'll say, price range. I can't remember if it was 30, 35 or 39 for the HD or the standard. And it may, it may be that again. If you have a satellite company like I do, I think this is becoming more widespread where they're charging you an extra $10 for HD. That's where that extra price comes in. And again, I'm basing this on TNA prices in the past and also what Ring of Honor's most recent pay-per-view price was. The price point really is insane. And I mean, I don't think you can blame TNA or Ring of Honor for it. The pay-per-view industry, I think, is being very short-sighted by charging consumers that type of fee when the industry leader in the pro wrestling industry is offering their network for $9.99. When Ring of Honor return, well, actually, when they debuted in live pay-per-view television, the price point was much lower. I think it was, I want to say, $19.99, somewhere around there. I think it would get you in the door without the, without the HD. But TNA, I mean, very much in a hole right now. They've been on pay-per-view for quite some time, but they're having a tough enough time bringing viewers to Pop TV for Impact every week, and now the pay-per-view industry expects consumers to pay that type of money for a 3-hour pay-per-view special. It's delusional. I'd love to see them chop that price in half, offer the show for that $19.99 price point that I seem to recall ROH running. I would ditch the asinine HD feed charge, but I don't think they're ever going to. Hey, if they want TNA pay-per-views to mean something, then they need to get eyeballs on the product. And I think I don't know how many extra sales they would get because of it. They may feel like it's a limited audience, those who will pay for it. Most of them will pay this the extra charge. Let's just get everything we can. But I really would shop it and try to find out. Like, can we get some people to give this pay-per-view a chance and then hook them? And if you want to gradually raise the price again, so be it. I think it's ridiculous. But and again, I don't blame TNA or Ring of Honor for the price point. I think it's set by the pay-per-view company itself. TNA, though, regardless of whether it's of the price, I mean, they just need to deliver a worthy pay-per-view product. They've really phoned in some of their more recent pay-per-views, over the last few years, even. I seem to remember, like, Bound for Glory was fun in the moment, and then they ended up doing that crazy world title series coming out of it. But it was more of a necessity because of the because they just didn't have any tapings. They had a bunch of stuff in the can, and so I'm giving them a pass on that one. But they really did seem to go out of their way to make that feel like a big event. But how many times have we seen TNA deliver really screwy finishes on pay-per-view to their main event matches, and then book a rematch on TV and give away the finish for free? I know the defense is that they want more viewers to see the product or their big finish on television. How many hardcore TNA fans have they turned off, though, by taking this approach? I think TNA needs to deliver quality shows across the board. And they've been doing that on television this year. The product is much better. I've been really praising it lately. And I don't know how many pay-per-view buyers they are going to get on June 12th, but I really think they owe it to those who do buy the show to give them the best possible product. Don't give us a bunch of screwy finishes and things like that. Get people buzzing about your pay-per-view and how good it was. Make people regret not ordering it so that maybe, just maybe next time, they actually do. If someone likes the product enough, though, to pay that ridiculous fee, then I really think the last thing TNA should do is just assume that, oh, they're fans for life and we can give them the shaft. If they were willing to pay this price, well, they'll put up with a screwy finish and they'll just come back on Tuesday. They're getting to see it. Even if they paid to see it, they're still getting it on Tuesday. Don't take that approach. They need as many fans as they can get right now. And I think especially when it comes to, they just need to maintain whatever loyal audience they have, that hardcore fan. And so I'm hopeful that they're going to load this show up and give you a pay-per-view that really is, it lives up to the price tag, whatever it is. I don't even know if it's possible in today's environment, but at least leaves those who plunked the money down satisfied when they're with their investment. And hopefully they can do that because, again, the television product much improved this year. If you're not watching Impact on Tuesdays, I tell you guys here, and I just rave about it more often than not in my TNA audio reviews for the members. Now, a few things that I'll be watching for in tonight's WWE Raw show. Number one, I want to see how much AJ Styles is able to do. He was pulled from the weekend house shows with an ankle injury, and he did say that he would be at tonight's Raw. So is it the type of injury where, he's fine. He just need a little rest and the ankle's good and he's, basically it's business as usual for AJ tonight? or is he going to appear in some sort of a non-contact role? And, you know, if it is the latter, if he doesn't do much on the show physically, I wouldn't read too much into it necessarily. I mean, it's hard not to, but I do think it would be wise to give the ankle as much rest as it needs if it's still bothering him. Ankles can be tricky, you know, and so, I mean, hopefully it's not the dreaded high ankle sprain. NFL fans know all about that one. It's like, is it an ankle injury or is it the high ankle injury? Because the high ankle injury can really be a bitch and keep you out of action for quite a while. But, you know, hopefully, they know. I mean, I would think that if it's still bothering him, they're going to be smart tonight about it. I mean, I haven't heard anything that makes me feel like he's at risk of missing the pay-per-view, but you have to wonder if his performance would be limited. But I think we may get a feel for it tonight. If he just goes out there and he's doing the phenomenal forearm and jumping all over, all right, you know, the weekend of rest paid off, and it's a, you know, minor injury. But if he doesn't do much, it's going to be hard not to worry, but I wouldn't necessarily read too much into it. But that'll be interesting tonight. The second thing I'm looking for, I'm really curious to see what type of reaction Charlotte is going to get in Flair country. They are in Greensboro, North Carolina tonight, and I know it's not a make-or-break moment as far as, like, anything going forward, but she's been a really strong heel, and so I think it's going to be fun, if nothing else, just to kind of see if the crowd plays along, or if they support her, if they back her because they love her father. You know they're going to be wooing like crazy for Rick. Every crowd does. But will they separate the two? You know, will they, once they get the woos out of their system, if they ever do, will they then heel on Charlotte? Will they play along with her character? Will the broadcast team act like it's Bret Hart appearing in Canada? I don't think they're going to tell us it's Bizarro World, but I would hope they'd just be honest if the crowd is really backing Charlotte and just say, you know, this is Flair country, and explain that. And I want to see if they have Charlotte and Flair rip into North Carolina at all, either on the show or in a promo that airs before the show that we don't see at home. They did that once at a show, and I'm sure it's not the only time, but I remember attending a show. I don't remember if it was Raw or SmackDown. It must have been Raw, but yeah, it had to have been, because before the live show went on, they had Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman deliver a promo that the TV audience never saw, just ripping into Minneapolis. Brock talking about how it's not really his hometown. He just went to school here, which is true, you know, in some way. I mean, he's lived in Minnesota on and off, but it worked to some degree. You know, it wasn't like the crowd just hated him for the rest of the night, but they did boo that. And so I wonder if WWE will play a similar trick tonight in hopes of actually getting Charlotte booed. I like when they actually make the effort, if nothing else. I mean, that's all you can do is try in a situation like this, but I hope they will at least make that effort rather than just, you know, throw their hands up. Yeah, the reaction is what it is. And the third thing, I'll admit it, I am curious to see what they do with Primo and Epico on Raw tonight when they debut, or when the Shining Stars debut. Obviously, Primo and Epico have been around for quite a while. We've seen them as Primo and Epico, and we've seen them, of course, as Los Matadores. But, you know, keep in mind that being curious about what they do and expecting, well, goodness are two very different things. But, I want to see if they can position them in a way where they mean more than they did as just Primo and Epico the last time they appeared as those characters. And, hey, always remember, never forget, whatever they do with them as, like, the ambassadors to Puerto Rican tourism or whatever the hell this gimmick is, it cannot be worse than Los Matadores. It's not possible. It's just not. But I do want to see what they have in mind here. Someone must have been excited about this when this started. With this series of vignettes, you know, there are times when they are excited about something and the vignettes play and they go on so long that by the time the debut gets here, they're not as excited anymore. But I do want to see what happens, and we can find out together. You can join me for live coverage of Raw tonight, beginning with those pre-show notes at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, as the show airs on WWE Network. Basically, if you're not able to watch the show, you can just check my report. Last week, I want to say they gave us like 4 or 5 matches on the show. Coming out of the pay-per-view, it's not the most newsworthy. It's just kind of a recap show. But most weeks, you get at least a match or two announced during the show. And last week, I think, was an all-time high. So you can follow along with me for that. And then, of course, my live coverage of WWE Raw, as I've mentioned. And I will be by later tonight with a WWE Raw audio review available exclusively for .NET members. I should go anywhere from, well, depending on how newsworthy the show is, could be 35 minutes, could be an hour, or just probably somewhere in between, 45 minutes, somewhere in there. And the members are also going to be hearing my Q&A audio show a little bit later today. That show, similar, I would say anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour in length seems to be the going rate on those. So if you enjoy audio, we've got a ton of it for you, including the WWE roster evaluation that Will Pruitt and I are probably two-thirds of the way through. And I think we've spent about 4 hours of audio time breaking down the WWE roster so far. We've done it in two different parts as far. The first one, we covered the champions, and I think it was wrestlers, was it A through D? And then the rest, we're now through K, whatever it is in the second part. And it's alphabetical order by WWE's website, meaning we start with the first names. I don't know why they do that, but that's the way it works. It is definitely one of our most popular features of the year, and we both really enjoy doing it. And again, we're already through K, and I think there's a good chance that I think we're going to try to get together again this week and bang things out, but we will be finishing it soon. And every wrestler on the WWE roster, we discuss whether, you know, just various things about them, whether we feel like they're being slotted properly, whether we feel like there's upside in some cases, whether we've already, you know, we started this before the cuts, and there are some people that somebody mentioned in Q&A today, the idea that, you know, you guys were talking about a couple of these guys being potential cuts, and it's happened. And so there's been a lot of I get really good feedback by email from this, and so I think if you enjoy audio, especially long-form content, this would be great for you. If you are interested in membership, visit the main page of ProWrestling.net. Once you are there, you will find the sign-up area, and once you get inside that, you will find three different pricing options. $7.50 will get you started for 1 month of membership. Remember that annual membership rate brings the average price down to $5.50 per month for .NET membership. It's a great time to get on board with Extreme Rules coming up this weekend. Again, it's the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net. Many perks of membership. If you ever have any questions on that, you can always email me. Just spell out dotnetjason@gmail.com, dotnetjason@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter. Feel free to ask me any question you have right there at ProWrestlingNet. And finally today, please remember to subscribe to the daily podcast, rate and review us on iTunes if you have a moment. It is always appreciated when you do that because you're helping spread the word about the site, just as you are if you take a second to do a simple retweet whenever I put the link out to the daily show. A number of you have done this, and I really appreciate you taking just a second to do that. A huge thanks to everybody who has helped out in some way, shape, or form. I will be back tomorrow in this very slot with the WWE Raw hit list and along with any other news that occurs between now and then. So until next time, thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you again real soon. Take care.